In rural Arkansas, access to health care can be a distant dream, literally, as almost 60 counties in the state don't have enough providers to serve their populations. A new initiative with the Health Resources and Services Administration is working to improve access in these areas through telehealth. Heather Damaris runs the Office for the Advancement of Telehealth at the Health Resources and Services Administration. She says delivering care remotely online fills a crucial gap. Arkansans can visit telehealth.hhs.gov to explore their options, including behavioral and mental health services.
You can look at anxiety or depression screening through telehealth. You can also receive treatment for, you know, your anxiety or depression and other mental health needs through one-on-one therapy as well as group therapy. And telehealth has also been extremely helpful in treating patients with substance use disorders.
Damaris notes 40% of all behavioral health care is now done virtually, including therapy, addiction counseling, and mental health screenings. She says HRSA also provides telehealth services for treatment of chronic diseases like diabetes and information for health care providers. However, the growth of telehealth spotlights another challenge for rural Arkansas, the lack of reliable, affordable internet service. Damaris says some people can use their cell phones for telehealth services, or they can apply for discounted internet access through two programs offered by the Federal Communications Commission.
The Affordable Connectivity Program, as well as the Lifeline Program. Both of these programs have eligibility requirements, but if you meet them, you really are able to access either free or reduced cost for broadband services and cell phone services.
Lower income households can get up to $30 a month off their internet service bill, or $75 a month if they live on tribal lands, according to the FCC. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.